This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Apple's streaming music service is the latest entrant into a crowded field. There's news today that Spotify just raised another $500 million from investors to try to beat Apple. Spotify, Pandora, and others are already vying for listeners' attention. They're also changing the music business, as you would imagine. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
This song launched musician Kina Granis' career. With it, she won an online music video contest and appeared in a Super Bowl ad in 2008. She also got a record contract with a major label. Granis says it was a dream come true until she woke up to reality.
So I met with my label, and they had a plan to have me rewrite an entire album.
Granis didn't want to change her music, so she did something she'd never imagined. She dropped the label. This was when she just started putting up music online and had about 10,000 fans.
It became very clear to me that I would be able to find people, and I had found people in the world that did want to hear my music.
Granis was right. In the last few years, her efforts to grow her fan base online have yielded more than 1 million subscribers to her YouTube channel.
More new music will be discovered than used to be the case.
Larry Miller is a professor of music business at NYU.
It's now possible for almost any artist to access one of the broad distribution networks.
So getting heard is easier, but getting paid is harder. Musicians in particular have been complaining about streaming's business model, paying less than a penny per stream. It's eating away sales of albums and MP3s. Casey Ray is with the Future of Music Coalition, a musician's advocacy group.
In prior eras, a small artist could probably get by with selling 50,000 copies, whereas if you translate that to, you know, fractions of pennies from streams, it's much, much harder to pay your rent.
Fractions of pennies add up, though. Last month, Warner Music Group reported that, for the first time, revenues from streaming surpassed downloads. Individual artists aren't all sharing in that bounty, even Kina Granis, who's got millions of views on YouTube.
Ad revenue for me is pretty small, although YouTube is what fuels the entire thing.
It fuels interest in concert tours, which Granis says are her biggest source of income. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.